This isn't the first time that we've had racing on Peel TT Day. Even when it was held on a Sunday, as I say, it was a contingency day. And usually every other year, particularly since 2015, there has been racing even when it was held on a Sunday, which automatically meant if the TT course is closed for vehicular traffic, it makes it very difficult for people to get to Peel. And on that basis, we saw a significant decrease in the number of visitors who attend this event, because ultimately it has been an event that Peel has put on to attract visitors to Peel specifically, so they will spend money in our hospitality industry and our retail industry. So the event is specifically to attract visitors to Peel, but obviously there's racing on. They will go and watch the racing, and there's also the added complication of people trying to access Peel when the TT course is closed.
How important are the rest days and the free contingency days for the town and the businesses in Peel outside of those on the TT course?
Well, Peel do two events. They obviously do the Peel Day event on one of the contingency days, do the Muddy Doo Day as well on the Thursday, on the rest day as well. So they are quite important, because during the TT period, it is a very, very attractive event for people to visit the island. It attracts a large number of people, and Peel are keen that those visitors come and spend some time in Peel. So they are vitally important to the economy of Peel, particularly the hospitality industry. So that's why Peel Town Commissioners, with the assistance of third parties, because there's a lot of other people who have put a lot of time into trying to put these events on to attract people to Peel, so they will come and visit Peel when the TT Festival's on and there's no racing on.
There were a number of complaints on social media about Peel Day and how it was very quiet and there weren't many people around the town. Have you had many complaints like that before, and are the commissioners going to address any of those when they go and review it next?
Not specifically. I think it's been on social media, which the board members will pick up on. But ultimately, we haven't had anything particularly directed into us. So we haven't had any information that's come in directly to ourselves. But that may come in over the next few days, because obviously the Peel TT Day was only a day or so ago. So we haven't had actually anything in writing yet or anything directly. So I'm sure it'll be a discussion point. It was a discussion point when it was changed from the Sunday to the Monday when the race schedule changed. On that basis, I'm sure it will be discussed again when they review this event.